B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The NFC Championship game. The date, January 27th, 2002. Inside the Dome at America's Center. Eagles at Rams, 4:27 p.m. first kick. The attendance, 66,502. And we go to Fox, Pat Summerall and John Madden on the call, the legends. Let's start with a quick intro from Summerall with Madden's keys to the game. And you also get to listen to Pat read the Eagles starting lineup on offense.
Today, the Eagles, not many people give them a chance. How do you feel about that?
Well, and I think they're using that for their motivation. I mean, that's what they've been talking about. You know, that we come in here, no one thinks we can win, so that makes us lose.
As far as the Rams are concerned, you hear so much about their offense, firepower, how many points they scored, but they can play on both sides of the ball now.
Well, you know, that's the thing that has gotten them this last week or so, but I think that this guy is the guy that makes everything run, and Kurt Warner, and we know that, you know, he has the injured ribs, and I was talking to Mike March before the game, and he says that there's a couple ways to take the pressure off him. One is your offensive line has to block, and two, he says, I got to get the ball in number 28's hand, meaning Marshall Faulk. He said, we have to get the ball to him, so I think they're going to run a little more today.
Here's the Eagle lineup. That's the offensive line. Thomas, Wellborn, Fraley, Mayberry, and Runyon. Wide receivers are James Thrash and Todd Payson, Deuce Daly, Cecil Martin, the runners. Chad Lewis is the tight end. And the quarterback, the guy who you've got to stop, and that's very difficult, is Donovan McNabb.
Wow! Come on, Andrew! You don't get fired up over that?
Oh, I do get fired up.
Cecil Martin. I love Cecil. Cecil was a fullback. All right, Eagles start with the ball. Second play of the game.
This doesn't fire me up.
Not a good start for five.
Burrell Buckhalter is the deep back. And McNabb faked to him. Dropped the ball, and the Rams had it. Ryan Young recovered the fumble. The first turnover, the first break, and it happened very quickly.
And just like last week, you look at Donovan McNabb. The ball just came out. He wasn't hit before the ball came out, and it just went to the ground. Second big play, the first play, the Rams tip it. This play, you see Leonard Little is getting there, but Donovan McNabb dropped the ball before Little got there. You see right there, he had it up. He was bringing it down to his waist, and the ball just came right out.
Patrick Mahomes, he was not.
I would say no.
You know, you think about young players coming in to playoffs. Like, here's Mahomes. He's dropping the ball freaking first drive. Got first pass tipped.
It doesn't get hit.
He drops the ball. Eagles quickly turn the ball over. Rams start. First possession on the Eagles 21. Few plays later, Kurt Warner looking the greatest show on turf, trying to connect. Here it is.
Today, I think he wants to be a little more conservative and more running game.
In the backfield. Here's Warner. Left on the outside. Touchdown Rams. Isaac Bruce. The Rams break on top. Just like that.
Now they said they were going to try Troy Vincent now. They didn't think they were going to get the ball down here, but that's what this is. They come on a blitz, and they get Isaac Bruce out here on Troy Vincent, and you see Bruce has him by two or three steps.
Oh, greatest show on turf. 7-0 Rams, but, all right, this would be a game, folks. And here we go. Eagles back on offense. Now, it's 3rd and 5. You go, oh, man, you can't give the ball back to the greatest show on turf. So what does Andy do? Andy goes to that Deuce Daly.
Lewis backs off the line and comes in motion. Deuce Staley. Staley still on his feet. Staley into Ram Montgomery to the 41, stopped by Kim Harry.
You can see that the Eagles are starting to settle down a little now.
Yeah.
Deuce Daly is very strong in that hip area. Now, they said that they have to tackle. Watch Dexter McLean there. He misses Deuce Daly. Deuce Daly, if you're going to tackle with your hand or arms like that, Deuce Daly will run through your tackles all day.
Now, do you feel like you're playing Madden right now?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Right? Is it true or what? It's great. Eagles get three on that drive. They make it 7-3. Rams quickly get three of their own. All right. So it's 10-3 St. Louis. Now let's get to highlight one of the greats, Brian Dawkins. For everybody who says, oh, B-Dawk, playoffs, comes up, had a great game that night. Rams on offense. They're deep in Eagles territory. And here you go. Oh, to Dawk.
It's a handoff to Funk. That was Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, one of the best safeties. I think Brian Dawkins is the best free safety in all football. And you're going to see him right here. And the thing that he does is when he gets here, he knows how to tackle. You know, as Troy Vincent would tell us, you learned from Brian Dawkins that you don't go to a spot, you go to the guy's front leg.
Three wide receivers set up. Warner back to throw and throws up the middle incomplete. Crowd's yelling for a flag. Oz Hakeem, the target. No flag.
That's the other thing Brian Dawkins does. Brian Dawkins just doesn't blitz. I mean, if you come in the middle, you're going to have a collision with Brian Dawkins.
Dude, the Oz Hakeem. How great is that? Come on, Andrew. Man, D-Dawk was the man, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Favorite player all time. I mean, that's never going
to
change.
I'm sorry. I hear this stuff, and I'm listening to, you know, Madden say, he's the best free safety in all football. Yeah.
That's just one of those things. Like, I wish I was a little older to really appreciate Dawkins more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to wish my youth away, ever, but it was one of the things where, like, I love Dawk, obviously, but I didn't really appreciate everything that he did as a kid.
Right.
I was just like, oh, that's the guy that hit hard and made a lot of big plays.
All right. That second play Dawkins made forced the fourth down. So the Rams line up for a 53-yard field goal. All right. This one goes the bird's way.
Kurt Warner usually doesn't do that. Kurt Warner kind of led Oz Hakeem right into Brian Dawkins.
Jeff Wilkins will give it a go from 53 yards out. 53. That's going to hit the upright and bounce away. It was long enough, but bad luck. The Rams 10, the Eagles 3.
Yes! A good doink, Andrew, a good one. All right, after that missed field goal, Eagles in need of a big play to gain some momentum. First play of the next drive. Do you remember Carell Buckhalter? Here he is.
The best field position for the Eagles at their own 43, the best starting spot they've had. McNabb appears to be changing things. Buckhalter. Stopped finally by Dexter McLean. Buckhalter all the way to the 25 of the Rams.
Watch this shot here, and you're going to see just before the ball was snapped, I guess you're not going to, but Donovan McNabb hit the left side of his body, yep. And I think that was the audible. Sometimes you go check with me, and you get up to the line of scrimmage, you look at the defense, you're either going to run right or left. That time, Donovan McNabb hit his left side, and they ran to the left.
He's the best. Madden. Carell Buck. It's amazing. So far, it's been Eagles' run game that's helped them stay in the game.
Yep.
And a few plays later, Eagles find themselves on the one. And here's Deuce.
First and goal at the one. Staley is a deep back. And Staley puts it into the end zone for Philadelphia.
And you notice the thing that it did besides give the Philadelphia Eagles 6 points, it really quieted this crowd.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Deuce! Look at that. Game's tied at 10. Could it be? One of the great upsets of all time. The Rams come back to get three more to take the leads off 13-10. Under 4 minutes left the first half. Andy and Donovan put together a drive. Take a listen to this one right before the end of the first half.
Here's McNabb. Now, you know, the James Eagles Thrash comes down with it, so now they have.
The Eagles just completed their first pass to a wide receiver.
Third down and six.
Listen to this crowd. This is when it's always the toughest, third down.
McNabb back, throws Chad Lewis to the 25, Eagle first down.
Don't you feel that McNabb has calmed down now?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that he was a little hyper, that, you know, he was a little speeded up, and now I think he's slowed down and he's getting in a rhythm, and he's had pretty good pass protection.
Two tight ends set up, third down. McNabb. Pass is caught on the sideline by Thrash, and that'll take care of all the speculation about what down it is.
That was a pretty gutsy play, though, because, you know, you get third real short, and instead of just pounding it in there, that's what you think they're going to do. They fake the pound in there, but look at the effect that it has on that Ram defense. It brings all those linebackers, it brings everyone up there, and then he has an isolation out here, James Thrash against Neas Williams.
And the Eagles are out of timeouts. Here's the McNabb. Touchdown, end zone, shot to Todd Pinkston. That's a heck of a throw and a heck of a catch with it.
That was a great throw. And I think maybe the thing that Bill Kohler was calling was blitz, and everyone has to get there because they come in a blitz, and when you come in a blitz, what happens? You're man-to-man out there. Pinkston gets right by Dexter McLeod.
Dexter McLeod. Wow. Touchdown, Pinky! Do the Pinky dance! Are you doing the Pinky dance, Andrew?
No.
No?
I would say no.
I'd rather do the talented wide receiver dance.
How about when he goes, it's the end of the first half, and they go, and the Eagles complete their first reception to a wide receiver.
Yeah, how about that? It was all running back screens and Chad Lewis.
It's their first pass to a wide receiver, the first completion out there. Oh, my God. That's amazing. But, dude, so let me just tell you real quick. It's halftime. The Eagles are leading. We thought we were going to the Super Bowl, dude. Like, you don't understand how crazy it was? Imagine. I'm watching the game. Well, my buddies are over at my buddy Boo's house. We're in a garage, and we're going to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. We're all freaking out. Who's making plans?
Wow.
Somebody was on the phone with the airlines.
Oh, that's a jinx right there.
So the Rams start with the ball in the second half. They get three on their opening drive. So it's 17-16 Eagles, right? The Eagles then go three and out, and now here comes the greatest show on turf.
First and 10 Rams. To throw. Has a man open. Isaac Bruce. Second and 10. The blitz comes, but Bruce beats it. And Warner finds him.
Hey, you know, the whole thing about Kurt Warner and his ribs and how is he and everything, if his ribs are bothering him, he can't make that throw. He can't get rid of the ball that quickly. There is nothing bothering him right now.
The Eagles do not blitz. Passes caught up the middle. Torrey Holt made the reception inside the 10. Ball control this half belongs to St. Louis.
Yeah, that would be what Mike March thought about and talked about at halftime.
By a big margin. This is Marshall Falk.
I still remember, babe. Rams are up 22-17. They have a decision to make. Do they take the points, go for two, and make it a 7-point game? They decide to go for two. Here it is.
Kurt Warner just checked back into the huddle.
You know, they got that list that they look at
and tells you the
score and then what you do. I was one that would always kick the extra point until it got down to the fourth quarter.
Never liked that list. A minute 18 left in the third. Off is the deep back. Warner back to throw. Lofts it in the end zone. Drop by Conwell. That was the perfect throw to Ernie Conwell.
Ernie Cronwell. Remember, he was a tight end? So, St. Louis fails the two-point conversion. The game stays 22-17 Rams. Can the Eagles retake the lead, all right? They have two straight three and outs on offense. The offense scuffling. And the Rams get the ball back. Take a listen.
Well, that's pretty good balance all the way.
Second and goal. The second surge by the touchdown. He was down. Touchdown has been signaled, and the Rams move further ahead.
This is just doing everything you can to get in there. You put your head down, you drive, you turn, you spin, you reach over backwards to get that ball across the plane.
Wilkins' extra point is good.
There it was. All right, Eagles now down 29-17. All right, they're down 12, but not over yet. Eagles back on offense, and they get right back into Rams territory. They were hoping. It's first and 10 from the St. Louis 23. This is what happens.
3:02 left. McNabb has the Eagles inside the Rams. Makes it 29-23, and now what do you do?
And now I think you just kick. I mean, if you get 23, I think you kicked an extra point here.
So, very next play, take a listen to what happens. McNabb. Wait, where are we at? I thought we were at the... Are you playing both of them the same?
Oh, did I? I might not.
Yeah, sorry.
Made a mistake there. McNabb scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
I did have a completion of thrash.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a good call, so I took that one out.
Yeah, you completely... All right.
My bad.
I love you. No problem. Eagles need to make a stop now. They have all three of their timeouts left. Eagles just need to run the ball. The Rams just need to run the ball, all right? But here's the deal. It's 3rd and 9. There's 2:36 left on the clock. And the Eagles make a stop.
Here is the pitch back to Marshall Faulk. He has cut down a fine tackle by Rashard Cook. And it brings up a fourth. And the Eagles take a timeout.
And this crowd is really quiet now.
Yep.
But look at all those white jerseys around Marshall Faulk. That was a big, big defensive play for the Philadelphia Eagles. And a big, big tackle by Rashard Cook.
Rashard Cook, Andrew. That's a good bust out there.
That is a bust out.
All right, now. You ready? We need a drive. We're right there. This is it. We got the ball back, dude. Plenty of time, right? We need 5 to be clutch. We need 5 to step up. 5 back to pass. You have all 4 plays or just the last one?
Just the last one.
Because the first 3 were incomplete. See, the first 3 was interesting because there was a talk about somebody running the wrong route on one of the plays. Actually, it might have been even this one. Take a listen.
This can be it.
Here's your trip to New Orleans. They make the first. The Eagles stay alive. They don't. The Rams and the Patriots. McNabb drops. Here comes a blitz again. McNabb drops away from it. And throws, passes, intercepted by Aeneas Williams. He made the big plays last week. He made them again.
He is right there. He just trailed Freddie Mitchell. He got underneath him and then made the interception.
Oh, Andrew, I want to cry. The Eagles wound up getting the ball back. 3 seconds left in the game. They got one more Hail Mary. Here it is.
So we got one more excitement left here, Patrick.
From their own 35, the Eagles will go with one more play. 29-24. The Rams lead. It was not the runaway that many people thought it might be.
Nab's going to have to throw one about 65 yards here.
He's got the gun. Here's Staley. Now they go lateral. And the ball comes loose. This one is over. And the Rams go to Super Bowl 36 under the leadership of Mike Martz.
They lost, Andrew! They lost!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.